Shooter, Darwin, Silvers, Hopkins, Sivan, Itachin, and Beijing, 1482, and Monday.
I'm doing a sketch, and then I was interrupted because of a certain emergency telephone call from distance. But I think that I did mention the tariffs. I'm not doing a sketch, but I didn't discuss it fully. Now, I'm doing a sketch. The cache is in two places. In the Hagoyes and Mishnayes and Yivames and Drush Vechidush and Ksubis. But it is interesting. It's the same cache, but the way you formulated it. So in the Gemore, in the Hagoyes and Mishnayes, now let's see again. Then it came out, the second page. So in Andrea, I said as follows. He discusses the Rabbi Ovadia Ben Tanoi, because that means we have machlokes between Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakame says that if a person comes and says, Ha'akti, let's say, Shimon comes to Bezin and says, I'm your Akti as Ruben. Ruben is the husband of a certain woman. So Tanakame says that Shimon cannot marry her because of Moses was silent. But anybody else can marry the wife of Ruben. Why? Because the Yachod is Nemar. But Ms. Bayo, Rabbi Yehuda says, if he says, Arakti, if Shimon says, I'm your Akti as Ruben, so then we do not say Sishna. So, have you the email? Harakti with no sesish. So, the Rabbi Vadim of Nora says, Beidu said, Afilu lache, with neishu roshi, vatiro omu al toshes roshi oeit. Vein alochet, Rabbi Yehuda. Di kain ulon, eino da meisim, atzme roshi. Di odom korim itzal atzme. Um am nino lei shenerad, avu lo im am nino lei, bimaidom ha-shuho. In other words, that's based upon the Gemara. In other words, because there is a machlekes in the Gemara. There are two machlekes in it, we have in their mind. One machlekes is as to whether by this isha, where all the psulim are kshere, an isha is ksheroi, a shifro is ksheroi, an eved is kosher, even an akum is ritume is kosher, all the psulim, a korab of course is kosher. So all the psulim, are kshere to testify regarding his bible. How about the Rosh of the Reis? He gazlan the Reis. A Rosh of the Rabbonon Misach Mikuvye is certainly kosher, Lori. But a Rosh of the Reis, he gazlan the Reis, is a kosher with the Sishona. So Rav Nashe says that gazlan the Reis is possible with the Sishona. Gazlan the Reis. The Asam wa Achimika Rav Nashe. So Rav, now that's one machlek. Between Rav Nashe and others, as to whether a gazlan de raise is kosher in this issue, or gazlan de raise is not kosher in this issue. Another machlekes is between Rav Yosef and Rove, as to whether we say Talmidim de Gore or we don't say Talmidim de Gore. That machlekes is in Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin, Dafches, Daftes. So, both Rav Yosef and Rove are made that if someone comes and says, Levi comes and says, together with Shimon, he comes and says, Ruvein was Revea Miri on Sin, so it's Chayavis and Shavsho. So, and Shimon joins Levi in testifying the same thing, that Ruvein was Revea Levi, Leon say. So, according to that testimony, Levi is not a Roshe, Levi is still Kosher Eides. What could he do? That he was Neras. He was Neras. So Levi is mitzari with Shimon to meet out Mise against Ruve, training. Now, we cannot say that Levi is a Baldor. What kind of a Baldor is he? He's not Chayav Mise for harming Levi. He's Chayav Mise for being given the Yisr of a Zohar with Ishkaf Mishkri Isha. So whether the nearby is Levi or the nearby is anybody else, it doesn't make any difference. So he's not the Baldova. So Mimele, he just happens to be the object with whom the Avir of Mishkav Schum was done. But he's not the Baldova. So Mimele, if Levi says, Ruben was Rebeya Mi, Reis, if Reis and Jimen and Shimen joins him, so that we have to, so we can best, we can meet our police against Ruben. So even Rav Yosef agrees with that. But Rav Yosef says, suppose Levi comes to Bezin and he says, Ruben was Rebeya Mili Retzeli. Retzeli. So he's a Roshe. Valtoshas Roshe. Even though Shimon joins him, and he also testifies that Ruben was Rebeya. Was Rebeya Shimon. Shimon Levi. Levi, Leyotseime, so Rav Yosef says, in such a case, we only have one eight, Shimon. We don't have a second eight. Why? Because the Torah says, Al Toshek Shoshei, a Roshe is postulated. A Roshe is postulated. Now here he says, Ruben was Revea Midotseime. So what does in effect say? He says, I am postulated to testify this about. I'm positive. So Benson cannot accept that about. I mean, Rabbi Yosef's deen is very simple. It doesn't even have to be explained. It doesn't involve even any chiddush. On the contrary, Rabbi's deen involves a chiddush. But Rabbi Yosef's deen doesn't involve any chiddush. It's a very simple thing. Because there's the same Gemara as Liborecho Akumato, Vein Akum Nemolevis. In other words, when a person testifies, he says a certain agode in Bezin, and that agode contains his theory. In other words, the agode alleges, according to the agode, he is possibly disqualified. In other words, with his agode, he disqualifies himself. So if Bezin cannot admit it's a repugnant agode, it's agode that contains his theory. It's a repugnant agode. So a repugnant agode has to be rejected as verbiage. It cannot be accepted. How will Bezin accept the agode? That what? That Ruvei was Me'ami's Levi Lotzene. So in other words, Bezin will accept that is true. If that is true, so Levi is a Roshe. So then Bezin Ruvei will meet out Mise on the basis of the testimony of the Roshe. And Bezin cannot meet out an Inish on the basis of Agode by Roshe, even if the Agode is true. But it's a Roshe. He's postulated. So the Mele, that's why Rabbi says, and Rabbi Yosef says, plainly, one will say me, so he's put there, because Roshe, but he won't know, Al Tosh is Roshe. Rabbi is here. And Rabbi says, Eino the Mesi Matzme Roshe. Eino the Mesi Atzme Roshe. And so the male is Baldino the Boy. What does it mean? Of course, Bezin cannot accept the whole agoda in total. Because if Bezin will accept as true the whole agoda in total, so what will it mean? That Bezin is meeting our police against Ruvein on the basis of the testimony someone who is a Roshe. But how can Bezin be the Kabbalah of Roshe if it's MS? Altosh is Roshe. So, but, Pagina Dibur, we say, even though on its face, so it's one Dibur, one Agode, but Bezin can break up the Hagode into its components. At the very outset, it's one Agode, it's one Dibur. But Bezin, since Bezin cannot accept the Haggadah in total, because the Haggadah in total is a repugnant Haggadah, it contains his theory. It contains his theory. But Bezin has to break up that Haggadah into its two components. In other words, the same way as a chemist analyzes a substance, a compound, into its elements. So here too, it's one Haggadah. One agode, but Bezin breaks it up into its components. In effect, in final analysis, So Levi is saying two things, two agonies. One thing that he says, one component, Haggadah, is that Reuven is a Reveya. Reuven was a Reveya and the Iser of the Mezochol is Ishkaf Mishkele Yishor. Suppose two Edim will come and say, they saw that Reuven had a homosexual relationship with someone. They don't know him. They don't know him. They didn't even see his face. He had a mask. They didn't see who the real is. He still can get missing. He still can get Nisa, Reuven, because what difference does it make? What the identity of the Levi is? He's not Chayav Nisa. If Reuven is Reveya Levi, he's not Chayav Nisa for being Reveya Levi. He's Reuven is Chayav Nisa for being Reveya, for being Eber, the Iser of Ezochol Esishka. Ezochol is Ishkaf, Mishkele Isha. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that even if somebody would be Reveya himself, and that's possible. I mean, so he'll also be Chayav Nisa. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. It's that my Savera of Mishkaf Schor. Of Mishkaf Schor. So the male is Chayav Nisa. So he gave him not even mention with the Mio Vezis. He'll also get Nisa. So the male, now that they mentioned to the Levites, but in effect, they said two things. One thing is, Reuven is a Reveya. And then Levi said, and I myself am Levi. So this portion, this component of the Reuven is a Reveya doesn't accept. The other portion doesn't reject. That's about getting more. So the Chiddush, Reuven's deal involves a big Chiddush. Rav Yitzchak's deal is very simple. I mean, it doesn't involve any chiddush. Because it's a Reuven Tagode. How can Bezin accept a Reuven Tagode that is a sphere that contains a sphere? But Rabbi says, too, on its face, it contains a sphere. If it's not broken up into its components, but Bezin breaks up the Agode into its components, then there is no more sphere. The sphere is eliminated. Because Bezin only accepts one Agode. Reuven is a Reveya. Who is the Nirva? Bezin doesn't know. He did say that he is the Nirva, but that is Bezin doesn't accept. That Bezin does not accept. As a matter of fact, the two messages are very strong in Kashi. Rabbi says, so who the Acham is not going to why? Because Pagim Nibure, so he says, by himself, he certainly couldn't be Mechai Nisi. Or Pishnai, maybe not, no. So we are giving Chovah's reference to the cave where Shimon joins Levi. So Shimon also says the same thing that Levi says. He also says, Reuven Roba Levi. Reuven Roba Levi. Now, so in respect to that, brother by Levi, so he says, I'll boy. So Bezin accepts the Haggadah. Bezin accepts the Haggadah that Reuven is a Reveya, rejects as verbiage the Haggadah that Levi is a Nirva. But in respect to Shimon's testimony, Bezin cannot say, Pagina Nibura, I mean, there is no spirit in Reuven's Haggadah, in Shimon's Haggadah. So in other words, so that means that Bezin has to accept the Haggadah by Shimon in toto, and that Reuven was Reveya Levi, and the Haggadah by Levi, partially, not in total, that Reuven is Reveya, and not that Reuven is Reveya Levi. Levi, so Reveya, true, in order to be Mechayev Reuven Nisa, it's not necessary for the able to testify who the Levi is. That's not important. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant who the Levi is. But suppose if it does say, so even Hakhoshe Bibdikes, is the gate status. That's the aloha. So if two Edim come and say, Reuven killed Shimon, and then Bezin will ask Shimon, the victim, what kind of clothes was he dressed? Was he wearing a white suit or was he wearing a blue suit? So one Edim will say that Shimon, the victim, so was wearing a white suit, and the other Edim will say he was wearing a blue suit. Is it relevant what suit he was wearing? It's not important. And then the idea. In the idea, in the case, is not me arguing with the idea, because it's an immaterial fact. But if there is a koshe, even in immaterial effects, so that is about the latest. So the male scenes, so the Tumu Skashi is scenes, ladies having respect to the Nirva is rejected. And but children's abodei respect to the Nirva is accepted. So in other words, so in order to accept ladies abodei, business to say that Ruvein was Reveya, a person, but not Levi, somebody else. But Shimon says he was Reveya Levi. Is Shimon Levi? That's a very strong kasha. I think there is a very simple task. In Achaname, that the only situation where Hove says, who be Acham is Tafel Hove, is in the case where Levi says, Ruvein was Reveya me, and Shimon says, I saw Ruvein was Reveya. Who the Nirva was, I couldn't see. So then there's no Akosh. But if Shimon will say, I saw that Ruvein was Reveya, Levi, and since that we cannot accept in the Haggadah by Levi, so Mele, there will be Akosh in Pikas. Alright, anyway, that's a side point, I mean. So in order to understand the Gemara, so we have to bear in mind two machlekes in Gemara, two basic machlekes in Gemara. One machlekes between Rav Nashi and the others as to whether Gazlan Deraisa is kosher in the Sishor, possibly in the Sishor. Rav Nashi says that Gazlan Deraisa is kosher in the Sishor, is possible in the Sishor. And the Asamu say that he is kosher in his isha. Another machlekes was whether between Revan and Yitzchini, who the achat. So Rav Yitzchak says is poter because of Tiron Altosh is Hoshei, and Rav says who achat is not for Hilgi because we say Kalgim Gimor. So the Gemara says that according to Rav Yitzchak, who says that we don't say Kalgim Gimor, how does Rav Yitzchak explain the machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi? Here we have a machlek between Tanakam and Rabbi. If Shimon comes to Bezdin and says, I killed the woman, I'm the murderer, I killed the woman. So Tanakam says that Ruvein's wife is allowed to get married. And Rabbi says, no, she's not allowed to get married. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak, that we do not say Kalgin and the Bure. So Rav Yitzchak holds that both Tanakame, since he holds, we do not say Kalgin and Bure. So the Mele Rav Yitzchak says that both Tanakame and Rav Yude agree that we do not say Kalgin and Bure. If we do not say Kalgin and Bure, so then it means we cannot break up the Haggadah by Levi. Bezdin has their choice, either to admit the whole Haggadah, to admit the whole Haggadah in total as it is, or reject it in total. To break it up and to admit one portion, not the other, that person cannot do, according to Rabbi Yitzchak. So both Tanakam and Rabbi Yude agree that we do not say Palgim and Bure. So either we admit the Haggadah in total, or we reject it in total. So Mele, how does Rabbi Yitzchak explain the machlekes between Tanakame and Rabbi Yude? So Tanakame says, Tarakti Gnosis Ishti. Why? Because Tanakame does not agree with Rav Nashi's din, according to Rav Yitzchak. And Tanakame holds that the Gazlan Deraisa is kosher in this issue. So there is no stira, it's not a repugnant agode. He says, Shimon says, I killed Ruvein. He's a terrible person, he's a Roshi, he's a Ritzeach. Of course he's a terrible person. But it has nothing to do with this Haggadah, as far as being a name. In Eides Isha or Meis Vailo, so a Ritzeach is also kosher. So it's not a repugnant Haggadah. So the Mele, in respect to the Isha, being allowed to get married, to accept the Haggadah by Shimon in total, that Shimon killed Ruvein. But Shimon killed Ruvein, he's a Roshe. So what if he's a Roshe? A Roshe is also Nemon. He's also Nemon to testify in a days, in a decision. Now, how would it be the same? So according to Tanakame, so the way Rav Yitzchak explains it, according to Tanakame, So the way Rabinson explains it, so Ratanakamre says that Harakti is Nemo. So Shime, so the wife of Ruchel is allowed to get married on the basis of the testimony by Shimon that Shimon killed Reuben. Suppose he'll be taken as an aid to sign a shtar, Shimon. And then that shtar will be presented before Bezdin. Will Bezdin pass the shtar? Or Bezdin will not pass the shtar? Bezdin will not pass the shtar. Why should Bezdin pass the shtar? Why? Because Shimon said that Reuben killed, that Shimon will be a signatory on the shtar, even with somebody else. So will Bezdin pass the shtar? Bezdin will not pass the shtar. But Shimon himself said that he killed Reuben, and if he killed Reuben, so he's a washer, he's disqualified as a name on the shtar, so maybe the shtar should be himself. No, so then Bezdin will say, we don't accept that Agode by Shimon against himself. He is not never to incriminate himself, to puzzle himself, because he's a Kohen. Or the Kohen is Latzni. So, don't we find a logical difficulty here in Tanechames Halohe, that this Shimon who said he killed Reuben, so Bezdin accepts his testimony that he killed Reuben in respect to the status of the Isha, whether she's allowed to get married or not. So Bezdin will tell the Isha, you can marry any person you want to marry, because we accept the testimony by Shimon that Shimon killed your husband. But if Shimon will be signatory on the shtar, and then Bezdin will accept the shtar too. But how can Bezdin accept the shtar? On one hand, Bezdin accepted the testimony that he killed Reuben. So he's a Roshe. The Roshe is possible to need on the shtar. The answer is in respect to Paslan in the end. So Shimon cannot be Nemo. We don't accept his testimony to incriminate himself, to puzzle himself, or to punish him. Let's say, suppose Bezdin will try to punish him, Shimon. So he can't, because of the call of his Latzman. But in respect to the issue of being allowed to get married, we do accept. So in other words, Rabbi Yisef doesn't recognize the aloche of Palgilu Dibure, of breaking up a Yagode into its components, but he does recognize the concept of Palgilu Nemos. Even though we don't accept the Agode by Shimon in respect to passing Shimon as an aid, Shimon can continue to be an aid, and Bezdin will not pass his Agode on any other matter, but in respect, even though we don't accept the Agode by Shimon in respect to being Mani Shimon, in being Mani Shimon, suppose another person will join Shimon in testifying before Bezdin that Shimon killed a woman. So he cannot take an English. He cannot get an English. Why? Because of the call of his Latzman. But in respect to being matter holy, no say. We do accept that. That's how the woman is. So Rabbi Yisef doesn't agree with the concept of Palgin and the Bure, but Palgin and the Mones, he doesn't. Okay. So this is Tanekam. Tanekam is Shite, according to Rabbi Yisef. And Rabbi Yudeh, what's Rabbi Yudeh Shite? So Rabbi Yisef says, Rabbi Yudeh agrees with Rav Nashe's Allah. Tanekam holds and the Kazan Bechais is kosher in his Isha. So it's not a problem that got it. But Rav Yudeh says, Harakti Vloite no Seish Nishtei. Why? Because Rav Yudeh agrees with Rav Nashe that Gazlan the Raisa is possible in this Isha. So Mumele, if Gazlan the Raisa is possible in this Isha, so we cannot be matter of Isha in Nosei. It's a repugnant Agode, it's contained in this Tire. It's contained in this Tire. With more of Rosho, who possibly say it. He himself wants to assume that Gazlan the Raisa is possible in this Isha. So if Shimon says, I killed Reuben, what is he saying in effect? He's saying in effect, I'm saying something, but I am disqualified to say what I'm saying. So, if he himself says, I'm disqualified, he himself disqualifies with his Agode, with his Agode, for that Agode. So naturally it has to be rejected as verbiage. That's why Rabbi Yudeh says that that Harakti is Reuteros Ishta. This is the machlekes between Tamekam and Rabbi Yudali and Rabbi Yezid, who holds we don't say Palim. According to Rabbi, who holds that we do say Palim in the Bure, we do say Palim in the Bure. So how does Rabbi explain the machlekes between Tamekam and Rabbono and Rabbi Yude? So Rabbi says now, Rabbi says that in Hanami, now said Gemara pointed out. He wants. Rabbi says that Rav Menashe, that both Tanekame and Rav Yehuda agree with Rav Menashe's deen, that he gazon derais his possible decision. So that's exactly the reason as why Rav Yehuda says an active will to decision. Because the Agode contains his theory, it's a repugnant Agode. Because by saying Gai, by Shimon saying, before Bezmi, I kill Rube, in effect says, I am possible for this Agoda. So that's why it has to be rejected according to Rav Yehuda. But why would the Rabbonon of Rav Yehuda say that he not says he because the Rabbonon hold Palgim and Dibur. And Rav Yehuda, according to Rabbi, the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rav Yehuda is on the question is whether we say Palgim and Dibur or we don't say Palgim and Dibur. So both agree with Rav Nash's deen, that Gazon Derai say is possible decision. So if God Derai is possible decision, so that God on its face has his fear, is a problem. Still, so that's why Rav Yehuda says, when you know the decision, it has to be rejected as verbiage. It's a repugnant agode. But Rabbonon say, true on its face, it's a repugnant agode. At the very outset, on its face, it's a repugnant agode. But this can break up the agode. And say, break it up into its components. It's true that Shimon says, I, Shimon, killed Ruvein, Mimela, I am a Rosh Yeritzeach, I am disqualified to testify, but Bezdin takes this Agode, which on its face is repugnant, and breaks it up into its components. And says, one thing, one component part of the Agode by Shimon is that Ruvein was killed. But that's number one. Number two, I am the killer. He's saying two things. So that portion, Ruvein was killed, I saw how Ruvein was killed. So then Bezdin accepts the other portion, I am the killer. Bezdin does not accept. So this is how Rav Yezi and this is how Rav Yezi and Rabbono, they have Yezif and Rabbi explain Machlike between Rabbono and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yezif, so both Rabbono and Rabbi Yehuda agree that we do not say Palgim and Dibur, but Rabbono say that Kazan Reis is Koshal Yisisho, Rabbi Yehuda says, like Rav Nashe, Kazan Reis is Koshal Yisisho, but both agree we cannot say Palgim and Dibur, and Rav Chofe says that both Rabbono and Rabbi Yehuda agree with Rav Nashe's name, that Kazan Reis is Koshal Yisisho. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says, but Rabbonon of Rabbi Yehuda says, because the Rabbonon agree with the deal of Palgim and Dibur. So the Palgim and Dibur eliminates the stira, the repugnance. Alright, so now Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rabbi that you know, he says, the Ilaloch et Rabbi Yehuda, the Kaimoron of the Mesats Meroshe. So the Mkolevitz Latzmei, because the Mitzvah by Rabbi Yehuda says Leitros Es Ishtei, because he doesn't agree with the din of Palgim and Dibur. But we pass the Palgim and Dibur, so the Mele is with Palgim and Dibur, the repugnancy is eliminated. So Bezdin accepts one portion of the Agode by Shimon, that Reuben got killed, the other portion, the chimen is the killer, Besdin rejects. So he says, the kind of is a question. So the Rabbi Judah says, how is going to name the king of Moshe, the highest of the decision? Name the king of the picks last of the ladies, Amen, Emma. Lo, you know, he says, by law, lo, you matter when you call him the bull, because it's a steer, and you call him the king of the Moshe, and you question, lo, you never have by law. Lo, they are, you know, they don't miss that Moshe. How is the person of the Atzme? You are the Kohen's Atzme. You chmoy the lips of the Kohen, or the name of the lips of the Atzme. You need to push out the Choled Yeshemarim. Elo, the Kohen, okay, the Monefshah, the name of the Doise, you, Vada Moshe, and Posel Hoi, לא זה אמינו בפלגין הדיבורי ומהילן להוי שנרד ביילו והוא נשא כושר ומנמו לא דעצה ומבויה בסוגיה יומן לא אומר גז אם נראה איזה כושר לנסי שאו לא יצריכים לו לפלגין הדיבורי ומהמל בכל דיבורי שהוא עוד יעד והוא ראשה הוא כושר להוי ונסי שאו ולאמרים על די מקבל בו הפלל איך הדיבורי איזה דיבור אין רעץ משורש. So in other words, so we see from that Gemara, from the fact that Rav explains the Rabbon of Rav Yudah, and we pass the right now, that Harak did it in Rosh Hashanah. And the Rabbon, so Rav explains it from the fact that Rav Yezim explains the Aloche by the Rabbon, that in Rosh Hashanah, even though we don't see Palgin and Gemara, according to Rav Yezim. Still, the Rabbanan say it in Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because that's what the Rai says, it's Kosher Yisishah. So there is no Sire. But it goes without saying that the same Shimon, on the basis of whose testimony, we are matter the issue of women, the wife of women, to get married. So if he would become an aid and shtar, so he wouldn't pass the shtar. So that means that even though we accept the Hagodah of Shimon in total, in respect to the woman being allowed to get married, but we do not accept the Haggadah of Shimon at all, in respect to Shimon becoming posleides, we say Palginon Nemones. So the question is, so the Meila, he asks, Wulam Koshali, be my Yidik Sumez Daf Yudzaya, Omud Beitz, because after they knew, they were amused. When you knew, in the morning, Lord, you shall not be amused in Machmas and Roshes. Abba Machmas and Rome, in any of them. They were the base in Matzim and Roshes. They were the base in Matzim and Roshes. So the Kashi is, why does Chome Machome and Maskone here in Sunday say that in the case of Ksav Yodon Yitzel Mokemach, in the case of Ksav Yodon Yitzel Mokemach, So the Mishnah says, in the case of Ein Ksav Yodon Yitzel Mokemach, the Reisha of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, if Eidim say Ksav Yodon Yitzel Mokemach, Avlanu Simonim, so it's the morning. Why a Pesha Osa a Pesha Yitzel? So Rome Vachome in the Maskone says, that only if Eidim say, Avlanu Simonim Mokemach Mifoshes, so then they are the morning. Because of a pesha osa, a pesha itiya, masheim kindei dimsei, anu simonim machlas momen, in other words, we testified falsely because of the divine, so they make themselves into rishoyim, if they make themselves into rishoyim, so then it's in the morning. So the shtar is a good shtar, even though it seems a little bit more machel. So the Rabbi has the kashe, but here the reason is like, in the Kereisha of the Mishnah, where it takes a little bit of Makmach. So if they didn't say Anusim, they would be Anamon, because of the Mige. So there is no Aloche that the Roshe does not tell the Mones and Mige. Mige is a Choche. So whether it's a Roshe or a Tzadik, it doesn't make any difference. So Mele, why does the Mishnah say, why does Rome Bachome say in Maskone, that if it seems a little bit of a where the Eidim have a Mige, and the Eidim say, Yavusim Oyinu Machmas Mome, so then it's in the money. Why in the money? Why? Because they declared themselves as Rishoy. If they didn't have a Mige, so then we would have to accept their testimony on the basis of Eides, Eroshi is Poslades. But here, it seems a little bit of a so the business by the Nemon is not because of Eides per se, but because of Apeshi Osa, Apeshi Yidin, because of Mige. So even the Roshan should have the modest, with Mige, because they're Choche of Mige. So what if he's a Moshe? But if not for the Gemara Yevomeh, then you could say, no, we are faced with a dilemma, with a logical dilemma. Because if we are going to accept the testimony by the Eidim, who are the basis of Apeshe Osa, Apeshe Ikia, they should be never to say, Anusim Eidim Machlas Momeh, so that means they are Rishonim. They were already on the law, the Raise, of Lissan Berach Oichokia. So it's Achim Choker. So the Mele, they should become disqualified as Eidim, in any Eides, in any Agode, and that we are not going to say. Suppose the same Eidim who say Anusim Oyinu Machlas Momeh, the same Eidim who say Anusim Oyinu Machlas Momeh, they'll be Eidim, they'll sign another Shtar. Will Bezin pass the Shtar? No! Because Eidim Kohen is Latzmei, they cannot castle themselves as Rishoyim just because they said, we are Rishoyim. If a person will come to Bezin and say, I'm a Roshe, I eat Chazer. So, he will not become proselytes. So, the same Eidim who say, Anusim Eidim Machmas Momeh, if they will sign a Mishtar, Bezin will not pass the Mishtar. Why? Because they are not never to pass themselves. Still, but, so the Mele you say, since we cannot accept their Agode in respect to their status as Eidim, so we cannot accept their Agode in respect to the status of the Shtar. So what we see from the Gemara in Rome is not like that. That Rabbi Yitzchak explains the Aloche of Rabbono, Harakpik Dinose Esishte. Why? Because the Gazan Raisi is Kosher Esisho, so it's not a important Agode, even though in respect to their status as Eidim. So we do not accept the Hagode of Shimon that he killed Rume. He'll still remain kosher as an Eid. But so we do not accept his Hagode that he killed Rume in respect to his status as an Eid, but we do accept his Hagode in respect to the status of the woman. So here too, why do we say in the Mishmas Roshe? But here they're the Mige, and the Roshe is also never in the Mige. So the Mele, we should accept their Agode in respect to the status of the Shtar, and through the Agode, through the Mige, they should be Nemon to pass the Shtar, but we should not accept their Agode in respect to their status as Eidim, and they should be able to serve as Eidim. So that's the case. So he doesn't give any talents. So here, in the Bomes, in his Agoyes and Ishnayes, Rabbi Kireya raises a kasha against the Gemara in Ksuves on the basis of the Halacha that can be deduced from the Gemara in Ibamas. In the Chidush Lechidush, he raises the same kasha, but the approach is different. In other words, whereas in the Agoyes and Ishnayes, in Ibamas. So he mentions the proposition that is deduced from the Gemara in Ibamas. And because of the halacha that can be deduced from the Gemara in Yevomeh, he raises Ikashe against the Gemara in Ksuves. So in Drush Lechidush and Ksuves, he adopts the opposite approach. He deduces from the Gemara in Ksuves that the halacha of Eidim Mishpat Meroshe is not the way he assumed. In the Agoyes and Mishnayes in Vomes. In the Agoyes and Mishnayes in Vomes, Rabbi Kireya assumed that the Pshat of Eidim Mishpat Meroshe is that the person cannot testify to incriminate himself, to puzzle himself, to punish himself. That's the Aloha. Not that a Dibur that declares that he is a Roshe in Shek. We don't say each other. We don't say each other. How do we know that the Pshat Eidim Mishpat Meroshe is not that a Dibur whereby a person declares himself as a Roshe? So, Ishaka. But it only implies that a person is not never. A testimony by a person to incriminate himself is not accepted. Not that he checked out. It might be MS, 100% MS. But basically, is not recovered a testimony that incriminates the Eid himself. But not that he checked out. How do we know? Maybe the Pshat in Eidim Mishpat Meroshe is that the testimony that declares himself as a Roshe, himself or herself as a Roshe, so Ishakya, that we couldn't say. Because if we are going to assume that any Dibur that is expressive of making himself, declaring oneself as a Roshe, is Shekher. Why? Because a person is psychologically reluctant to divulge his own wishes. If he's Shekher, so he can tell about himself all kinds of lies. You know, of all the writers, those especially the writers who get the Nobel Prize, so in their books, they write all kinds of stories. They committed murder, and they committed every day or every abomination under the sun. In other words, because if he check it, so they can say about himself. But if it's MS, a writer is not going, a writer who actually committed murder is not going to write a book about the murder that he committed. If he didn't commit the murder, so he can write that he killed 1,000 people, not one. But if it's MS, he's not going to do it. A person is psychologically inhibited in divulging the truth about his evil deeds. So the melee, that's the pshat in the Mishmat Meroshi, that the dibur that whereby a person declares oneself as a Roshe Ishek. But we cannot say that that's the pshat, even though it's a swore, we could understand it very well, because from the Gemara in the Bonus, we see that the dibur whereby a person declares himself as a Roshe is not necessarily Shekhar, because Rabbonon say that Harakti Fisnos Esishne. And Rabbi Yisim explained to Rabbonon that even Rabbonon agree that we do not sit on the Dibure. We cannot wake up the Agode. Either we accept the Agode in total or we reject it in total. So still Rabbonon of Rabbi Yudah say Harakti Fisnos Esishne. Why? Because Rabbonon of Rabbi Yudah hold Gazlan Reis is also Roshe Esishne. So the name of it, it's not a Rebbonon Tagode. True, it's not a Rebbonon Tagode. But it's still a Dibur whereby he declares himself a Roshe. So they check it. How can you be mad at a woman to get married on the basis of an obvious Sheker? On the basis of an obvious Sheker? So the answer is there is no such halacha. That a Dibur whereby one declares himself as a Roshe Sheker. Some melee, the kashi is, why does Rabbi Bachome say that in the ratio of the Mishnah of Iksav Yom Yitzim of Nacha? So there is a Peshi Osar, a Peshi Yitia. So only they say Anusim Yom Machas the Poshes Nevan. But if they say Anusim Yom Machas Mom in Nevan, Bishleim, if we want to assume that the Pshatim in the Mishnah of Roshi is, that the Dibur Bali won declares himself as a Roshi in Sheker, then we understand Rabbi Bachome's deed very well. Then it's giving chayim a Rabbi Bachome's deed. Because even though it's Ksav Yodom Yitzim HaKamachar is a Mige, but if they say Anusim Ayin HaMachas Momen, we know it's a Sheker. A person is psychologically inhibited in divulging the truth of his evil deeds. So if he says it, so that's a Rai Sheker, so then he can say anything. If it's a Sheker. So that's why, even though he has a Mige, so it's still in the money. But from Gemara in Bomes, we can deduce the proposition that a Dibur whereby a person declares himself as a Roshe is not necessarily Shekhar. Because if the Halacha had been a Dibur that whereby a person declares himself as a Roshe is necessarily Shekhar, so then how could Rabbanan say that Harakti is Tirosi Esishtei, and according to Rabbi, we don't see Talmud Gemara, so that means we accept the Agoda in total, that Shimon killed Reuben. But it's Sheker. The answer is there is no such halacha. So if there is no such, so that's the approach that the Rabbi Gemara adapted in his Agoyas and Shnayas. So he deduced from the Gemara in Yevomes that the Pshat in the Mishmat Meroshi is not that the Dibur whereby he incriminates himself, he declares himself as a Roshe in Sheker, but he is not Nemon. We don't accept the testimony that to incriminate himself, to punish him, to puzzle him later. But Sheker it isn't. So that means, even though we are not accepting the testimony in respect to his status as an A, but we do accept his testimony in respect to the status of the woman in marriage. that she's allowed to get married. So then the question is, why does Rabbi Bachome say, Xavod Mitzvah Kamache or Hezimike, Tzapesh or Tzapesh Yitir, and that's the mitzvah, why if they say, Anusim Adinu Machmas Lefoshe, so they are never. And we do not say, Chibi 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 because of Hapesh Osa, Hapesh Yitir. So why if they say, Anusim Adinu Machmas Momi, not, why because, Eilu Nameis Matzim Roshe, but he, but if Eilu Nameis Matzim Roshe meant, that a dibur of making yourself a Rosh is sheker. You understand? But that we see from Gimori Vomes, it's not sheker. But we do not, if Bitira say this, we cannot accept the Agode, because it has a stira. But Gazlan the Rai say, but here, not here, Bitiras say this, but Bitiras Nige, Bitiras Apeshos, Apesh Yitir. So even if he's a Roshet, there is no stir. That's the approach that Rabbi Gileya follows in the Agoyes Amishnayis. In Drush V'Chidush, he follows the opposite approach. So first he starts with the Gemara in Ksubes. So from the Gemara in Ksubes, he divises the proposition that the Pshat in the Nismas Roshet is not only that the person is not Nemon to incriminate himself. Of course, that goes without saying. But that the people who are by a person declares himself as a Roshe, Yisheke. So then there's the Kashe and the Gemara Yevomes. So according to how can that Yisef explain? The Daloch and by the Rabbonim, Kabyuk, that are active in Ose. Even though Rabbonim too don't say Pagin of the Dore. But, because he says, Rabbonim Achim Karav Nashe, and they hold God and Christ from his teacher, so it's not a story containing spirit. It's not a from Nagode. True, it's not a from Nagode. But it's a dibur whereby Shimon declares himself as a Ritzayah. So it should be Sheker, it should be considered a Sheker. How can we imagine the wife of Reuven to get married? So, in other words, it's the same Kashe, but the approach is different. Alright, now. So in other words, now on this point, yesterday I didn't have the time, to discuss it in great detail. So, So, in other words, so the cache, there is a cache, because from Gemara in Psuves it appears, on the surface, that the Pshat in Eilu Nismat Meroshi is a dibur, whereby a person declares himself as a Roshi Shekher. From Gemara in Yvonnes it appears that a dibur, whereby a person declares himself as a Roshi, is natural. On that question, there is a machlekes, I think I mentioned it several times in the shul. On that question, there is a machlekes between Teisves in Bolmutzie and the Ramban in Bolmutzie. So the Rabbonim say, that if to aid him, tell Ruben, we saw you eat chaylev b'shegei, and he says, we saw you eat chaylev, and he says, I didn't eat. So the Meir says, since Adam testified they ate chaylev, so b'shegei, so the Meir has to bring a goat. But the Chachamim say no. Since he denies it, so he doesn't have to bring a goat. Why? Why would it all aid in animal? So Chachamim say to the Meir, but he can say to the Eidim, not they, but he can say to the Eidim, you saw how he ate Chaylev, but you don't know whether I ate the Sheik or the Mazik. How do you know that? I ate the Mazik. So Rashi says, Mimele the Anemon, because of Mige, Tense says the Kashi, it's Mige Mokimedim, so Tense says, the Pshat in the Chachamim is, since they certainly they can say lo chalti sheni kalamezi, so the Meir, when they say so even though they said stam lo yachalti, they are able to be mitagas diboraye, and say when I said lo yachalti, what did I mean lo yachalti? I didn't mean lo yachalti, I didn't eat at all. I meant lo yachalti the way you said it in best. I meant lo yachalti sheni kalamezi. Anyway, but here it's mentioned by the Chachamim that if two eidim tell a person we saw you with chaylev b'shegei, so and he says yes I ate but I didn't eat, so then he doesn't bring a call. So Teisves says the kashe, but he doesn't eat so much kashe. So he should still bring a call. We should bring Mikol, even though they really don't know. They don't know. They think it was shady. They don't want to be chayshik to shady. But when he tells them, I ate it crazy, they can't contradict him. So the Gemara says that he's Nemo. But why should he be Nemo? Why should he be Nemo? They don't miss much Mikol. If he's be shady, so he's also a chayshik. Like a Moshe. Any day, eating chayshik be shady to eating. A chaylev amazing, I mean, such a wide divergence. So he makes himself into a Roshi, so he should not be Nemo. So what do we see from this discussion? The Teisves Shita is, the halacha of chaylev amazing as Roshi is not that the person is not Nemo for his own agoda to punish himself, to incriminate himself, to pass on himself like this. Here it's not a question of getting an Einish or giving an Einish. Here it's a question of Isa Beheter, whether he has to bring a korb or he doesn't have to bring a korb. It's not a question of an English or incriminating of passing the rivers against. So it's a question of Isa Beheter. So still things that says, because of any of the mismatch in the Roshi, so he should not be Nemo. So we see the things that she is, the pshat in any of the mismatch in the Roshi is, that in Dibur, whereby a person makes himself into a Roshi Isha. Why was this why? It can very well be explained. Because a person is psychologically inhibited in divulging the whole truth about his evil deeds. So if it is a sheker, he's not in evidence. So he can say whatever he wants to say. But if it's true, he's in evidence. So that's the discussion. So what's the kind of a character Jesus is? Jesus says, because if he knows in his heart that he will be lazy, so then he'll be there another, will be even aware of maybe who Lazor. So maybe in such a situation, so we do not say that a person doesn't like to declare himself as a Russian. In other words, just like that, but if it's for the purpose of doing tshuva and doing the right thing, then he's not, then he can elevate himself against, over and above his psychological inhibitions. Of course, he's still psychologically inhibited, because he doesn't want to subject himself, to expose himself to the stigma of being known as a Russian. But we cannot say it's definitely a shekel, because maybe he's doing it because he's doing tshuva. So we see from this discussion, from this stance, that only because of his motive to do tshuva. So that's why we believe him. But that's why we believe. Otherwise, we couldn't believe him. Even though it's not negated, Eides. It's not negated. The Rabban, which the Kubet says, this is the same kashya. So he says, that the Aloch of Eilam Nisat Meroshe, Eilam Nisat Meroshe, Eilam Nisat Meroshe means, if somebody comes to Bez and he says, I was Mechal Shabbos, I prayed this, so then he doesn't become proselytes. And of course, if somebody comes and says, I ate with Eilam, with Asroye, and so on, and another eight testifies the same thing, so Bez will not give him Malkus. Because of the call to Hatzneh, he's proselytes. But he only got a call, he doesn't require Eilam. It's Yisroi. So we have a machlekes between Teisves and the Rambam. What's the pshat of Eilam Nisat Meroshe? According to Teisves from the Tzir, the pshat of Eilam Nisat Meroshe is that if people buy one makes himself into a Roshe, he shekel. It's a presumption. Like Chazoke and Nefriya B'Sirzman. So in Chazoke, a person will not divulge his riches, if it's true. If it's not true, he can divulge. But if it's true, there is a chazoke, a person will not divulge his riches. That stages. And Ramban Shit is no, there is no such aloche that if people were by, he declares himself as a Roshe, Ishekia. But it's aloche that a person is postulated against himself. He cannot demolish himself. He cannot puzzle himself, because to puzzle someone ladies, that in itself requires a deal of anus. A deal of anus. Oh, now, so one second, see. So, the Rabbi Kileya, so what Rabbi Kileya points out in the two kashas, I mean in the same kasha, in the Agoye Mishnayas, and in Yivomes, and in the Drush Lechidu Shikshuvas. So what he points out from the Gemara in Yivomes, it's mashma, like the Rambam. And from the Gemara in Sumes, it's mashma like tenses, like this. So we said yesterday, now, a Rashi, that is certainly, you see, we even said it, I said it even in tenses, but I don't know whether that is tenses shite. It could be, because even though tenses shite in Xbomutsiye is that the Pshatra Elisats Meroshe is that if you go by you make yourself into a Roshe in Sheker, but it's possible that the Teisves here is chilek. I mean, sometimes we find the same Teisves, two Rishonim. And one Roshon says one way, and the other Roshon says something else, just the reverse. But it's not so clear what Teisves Shite is. But Rashi's Shite here in Sudes, endless, endless in Sanhedrin, the Rashi's Shite appears to be like Ramban. That the Pshat in Eilam Nisat Meroshe is not in Hebrew whereby you declare yourself as a Roshe Shekel. But a person is not never to puzzle himself, to demolish himself. Because to puzzle himself or somebody, one second, to puzzle whether himself or somebody else, that in itself requires it. Now we see from Rashi's Roshe. Rashi says, we are going to show you the Maskona Torah. That's what I'm saying. בקשוס הריטיר, אינו דומיס עם עצמי ראשי, אין נמו ליבס לסעצמי. He doesn't say checker, and he never leaves this atzme. Michal Shkosi, the cover goes to atzme. The cover goes like this. If Hashi had meant the concept that the Dibu or Raya won declares himself as a Hoshi Shekia, so why does he say the cover goes like this? We do not say that the Dibu or Raya, a person declares a first cousin as a Hoshi Shekia. That's what we don't say. The cover is goes like this. So we see that Eilon Esatz Moshe only implies because he's supposed to lay this. He cannot puzzle himself. We cannot accept his agode to be managed, because to be managed requires Eilis. To be puzzled, to become post Eilis, that requires Eilis. And he's supposed to lay this. And then you see how Rashi explains Kibishi Hiki Chibin Chayda Magi the Gabeides Choda Agode Ksibin in Miyagi. וכנם הקים יחסים את אשתו להן העבוד הידוע ואיך הם נסו ממכה הוא עם קסב יודם יצים בקמחר ביש לימי ראישה כשאין קסב יודם יצים בקמחר ועלי הוא סמכים הוא כולי חוד העבודי ובואי סיידים הוא בישיר השולים כאב אבל אני סמכינו אבל הוכה לב הפובעי סמכינו so Rashi explains the מסכון הם כמו רפון וחומה so רפון וחומה in other words that the reason is why So if they say Anusim Oginu Machmas Nefoshis Kishayik Savyom Dom Yitzim Mokemachet, that's the range of the Mishnah. So the reason is why in the range of the Mishnah is even the money in the case where they say Anusim Oginu Machmas Nefoshis, even though there is a loche Kinu Sheyik Chibun Chizomagi, but since with the Rabbonim Shtar requires Kinu, so until the shtar is niskayim, it's not necessarily with the best. When we say that best, we cannot retract from the agode, we cannot modify the agode, only after the aid was necessary the best. But before the aid is necessary the best, and the aid can modify his agode, he can even be chayza from the agode. But after best was becoming the aid, after the agode was necessary, we need rishon. In best, then kibishikichu in the chayzonai. He cannot retract, he cannot even modify, he cannot tell, nothing. But only if the aid is necker in the same. And by Hagode Mishnah, so aid maximum as the national is invested. So neither I say even if it's not nuclear. But neither Abono, as long as it's not misclear, misguided, so there it's not necker in the same. If it's not necker in the same, so then we don't apply the law of Kim Chihidi, Shuvin Chidamagi. So it can't be a Chidamagi. So it can't be a Chidamagi. So you see how Rashi explained it. Bishlo nereishe kisheik sabiyo nitzimot nachir. Valayu samchino. Kule chod agodi. The way he said it over the Shiva Shor. Come. Avol amisimo yinu. Avol hoche lalapumaye samchino. Avol hoche lalapumaye samchino. So what bothered Rashi? Rashi is explaining why one of Shachid there is a loch of Kiddushin Gitchubin Chizomagi. So why in the range of the Mishnah if they say Anusim Oyinu Machmas Neposhes, why are they the money? So the answer is because without the Agode it's not Niskayim. If it's not Niskayim, it's not the Achkodis in the Bezen. Mid Rabbonon, as long as it's not Niskayim, it's not the Achkodis in the Bezen. If it's not the Achkodis in the Bezen, so it can be a Chizor Magid. It can be a Chizor. He can be a Chizor Magid. But Rashi was still bothered by Kashi. True. Until they finish saying, Ksavideinu Zeh, then they can be Chizor Magid. But the moment they say, Ksavideinu Zeh, so it's already Niskayim. I mean, they didn't. They mentioned two Diburim in their Agoda. Ksavideinu Zeh, Dibur number one. Then Dibur number two, Avalanusimoyinu Machmas Nefoshes. They didn't say, Anusimoyinu Machmas Nefoshes. Avol Ksavideinu Zeh. They said it the other way around. The logical order. Ksabyodeinu zeh avol. Anusim oyinu machmas nefoshes. So the moment they finish saying, Ksabyodeinu zeh, it's already Niskayim. Niskayim. So they shouldn't be chayzer magi. So that's what bothered Rashi. So Rashi says, in view of the fact that the second dibur of Anusim oyinu machmas nefoshes was recited by them, toch ki the dibur of the first dibur, so the melee, it's called a chodagode. Because talking to Nimo Kinimo Dari. So even if an aid was Nechka, we would say, but suppose an aid would modify his agode, after it is Nechka, but within his 3 seconds of Nechka. So he can still modify that. He can be Chazer also. Only if the talking to Nimo has transpired. So then he cannot modify that agode. But if an aid who stands before Besni, and Besni is there, Shechekai, and he gives the answers. The best asks him, is he aim, is he shalom, is he mocking? So, and he gives the answers. And talking to people of the answer, of the is okay, he'll say, no, he's modified. He'll be never to be modified. It's all because talking to people can be done. So that's why Rashi was bothered by the Kashi. True, the reason is why in the case of Eksalon Yitzim Mokamachim. So they are never because we can't apply the aloha of Kibishim, Shimon Chizal Magid. Because it's not that code is of best. But the moment, after all, his agonic consists of 2 dibuim. Dibur number 1, Xavier Muzer. The moment he finished saying Xavier Muzer. So it's already Nechka. Then he says, Abo! Abu Simagin Machus and Poches. So he's a Chizal Magid. So Rashi says, suppose the Eidim, who's in Xavier Muzer Mokamachia, and they'll come to Bez Din and they'll say, Xavier is there, but you'll forgive us, Bez. We have to watch a ball game. We'll be back in an hour. And then they'll go away to watch a ball game, and then they'll come back and they'll finish the Agoda and they'll say, Abo! I'm using the Yirumachus and Poshes. So then, they will not be done. It's only when the other people are Anusim or Yilu, Machmas and Poshes, is recited by them, Toch ke the Dibu of the first Dibu. Rashi says it explicitly. Rashi says it explicitly. So Mele, according to Rashi's Psha, Rabbi Kreger's Kashi is no Kashi. Rabbi Kreger deduced from the Gemara in the Bones like Rambanshi, and from the Gemara in Subes like Teisishi. So then, because if we say the way it appears from the Gemara Yivones, that in Dibur, whereby you declare yourself as a Roshi, is not Sheker, only you cannot puzzle yourself. Ladies, you cannot demanish yourself, you cannot incriminate yourself. That's the halacha. So then the question is, but the Dibur is not Sheker. So in the case of Eichs Alon Yitzim Mokamacher, so mainly they have a Migay. So then, the Agode is not a repugnant Agode, because even though, according to their own Agode, they are the showing, so what if they are the showing? A Rosh should also be never with a Peshosa. A Peshosa. Unless we say that the people who are by, he declares himself Rosh Hashem. But, so it appears from the Gemara in Gomez, it's not like that. So according to Rashi in Chalam, the Alochi is the way it appears from the Gemara in Gomez. But then you ask, so why he thinks I'm going to be a here? So he's in the money. Why the Eichs Alon Yitzim Mokamacher is in the money? So that is so Arusim Machlas Mom is in the money. Why? Because Eino Damisi Matzmeroshe. The answer is because here Eidim Rashi Shita is, and that is the Shita of the Ramban. I mentioned the Shita of the Ramban is that in the Gemara that Chabob in Sumes of Bnize became Nemon Lachir Bitrumo Bein Nemon Lashir Yishu, even if he has another aid who joins him. So Teisve says the Kashi, why not let him be believed if another aid joins him? So true, Yuchsun requires prayers, but he has a Migay. He didn't have to say that he is the father. So then nobody would know he's a father. And he has another person who says that he's a king. So then he could be not. So the risk that it is, but by 2 aidim we cannot apply Migay because in Nechot Yedir Makhil Chavera. Because one aid is not sure that the other aid will cooperate with him. So that means there is no Migay. But if there would be Migay, then it would be effective, even by 2 aidim. The Ramban gives the Teretz. No. Not because in Nechud Yedim Hashem Chavera is so bimtzias there is no Migay. Even if there would be a Migay. But because what is Migay? Yechochem. But if Eidim, so then it has to be, the Nemones has to be based upon the Agodas Eidim per se, not on the basis of Yechochem. So that's, so Rashi Shita is like Ramban. that, in other words, is, we cannot, by aiding, there is no hichoches of me. So, aiding can only be mivare on the basis of the hagode per se. And if on the basis of the hagode per se, and if on the, basis of the hagode per se, they cannot be mivare, so we cannot be mivare on the basis of hichoches. But, so then you ask, why, if it thinks I'm going to be Macher and they say I'm using my Yino Machas and Foshes, so it's the money, why should it be the money? Bishlame, if we say like the Ri, that the Mige is affected by it too, and the only reason why Mige is not affected by it is because in Yahudiya Mabshle Havere, so it's only when they have to resort to a time, so in Yahudiya Mabshle. But here there is a Mige by Joseph. So many such I have to say, and this is what the thesis is saying. Adds to the thesis that you test on the ways to make Salud and Mitzvah of Macher and Monim, Shabbat and Ligat, the boy Shaskin. Ibn Shaskin. So in other words, so then it's not Shaya to say that the Bible of Shaykhavere. When is it Shaya to say that the Bible of Shaykhavere? When by remaining silent, the Eidi wouldn't be able to accomplish. But only by presenting a certain time. This discussion is, whenever Trey, why would we say that this is Sophie? Let the second cut be them on, because they had a Mige, they could pass the first cut by telling about them that they are Gazon. So this says, so over there, if the second cut had remained silent, it would come to pass and remain silent. They wouldn't accomplish anything. So maybe they have to say something, they would have to say that the first cut are showing Magazon. So then we cannot say the reason why we didn't say it, because each one was afraid that the other aid would not cooperate with it. Mashain came. In this case, they just didn't have to say anything. So then we say, Mikidi Boyoshosik, we say by aiding too. That's the Rishik. But Rashishite is like Rambal. That in Mikidi Boyoshosik, we do not say we have aiding. We do not say. Even Migadi Boy Shosik, we do not say Gabeini. Some melee, but the business why buying Salud and Mitzvah Machir, if they say Anusim in the Machmas and Poshes, they are memo, because since it's in Salud and Mitzvah Machir, so Midrabbanon, the Shtar is not Nechkir or Yidrusan as yet. So, when does it become a Nechkir or Yidrusan as a result of their Haggadah? As a result of the Agode, some melee, if talking the Dibo, of the Dibo, of Tzavideinu, they say, Anusim Adinu Machmas Nefoshe, so talking Dibo, Kedibo Dome. Some melee, it's not the sky. So the Shtar is not the sky. It doesn't become the Achirovus on the Besen. Because it has to become the Achirov. It does on the Besen on the basis of the Kiyo. And talking the Dibo on the Kiyo. They negate the kill. And since it's not the people of the kill, so it's Chizor Magid. There's the Pshat Nakashos HaPashit here. Not the people of Mige. But you see that Rashi requires that get to the people. If it had been on the basis of the Chocha of Mige, why that get to the people? Rashi spells it out in so many words. Only the second people will be said, talk to the people of the first people. But the problem was they'll say, Xavier was there. And then they'll say, I want to make a chayim. And then after that, they'll say, Abu Alusim on you. So they will not be there. If it had been on the basis of Mige, in the Shin Kobetzes, you'll find the shame. That even if it's not of the Mibibo, they will still be there. As long as they are Asukim Beisinyan. Why Asukim Beisinyan? In other words, if it's not Asukim Beisinyan, they'll come to Beisinyan, they will not say, Abu Anusim Yilu. They will not say, Abu Anusim Yilu. And the week, then they'll come next day, they'll come again to Beisinyan, something else we have there. So then there is no Yichotah to be either. But if it's Asukim Beisinyan, you know, it's not Tochkele Dibo, so then there is the Yichotah to be. But according to Rashi, even if it is Asuki Meisinyan, because according to Rashi, that Shita and Rishani, they hold that it's on the basis of Migya, they agree the Shita of the Ri. But according to Rashi, so it's not on the basis of the Biro of the Yehocha of Migya. By eating, there is no Yehocha of Migya. But a precious apprecia means, a precious apprecia, since the kiyum takes effect through their agode, and kulechod agode, and talk in the dibu of the agode, they modify the agode, they negate the agode. So in Mele, they can be chesed magid, they can negate the agode, talk in dibu. Every agode about baby best, if talk in dibu a name, will negate the agode. Excuse me, just a minute. So that is the teretz according to Rashi. Now, but, so that is a good teretz, that is a good teretz if we say that the pshat in the Mishnah to Rashi is not the people whereby he declares himself as a Rashi, he's Sheker, but he cannot puzzle himself. So then the question is, so why by Musim Elim Machas Mome, where there is a Peshe Osar, a Peshe Nitya? So, why is it in the money? It's not a problem of money. So we say, it's true that the Imchname, it is a problem of money. Because Mitzad Mike, they cannot be never. They can only be never with Terasenis. And I'm saying the Machlifosh is the old Salerno with Terasenis. But since it's talking a Dibu, of the Dibu of the of Xavideinu, so the Mele, it's not Merkel, it is a business yet. So it can be Chesav Magi. Chesav Magi, Mashein Kei. So the Chesav Magi, Mashein Kei. If they say Amusim Olino Machbas Mobei, so it's a repugnant Agode. From the point of view of Eidetz, it's repugnant. From the point of view of the Chocha of Mige, it's not repugnant. But according to Rashi, there is no Lemones on the basis of the Chocha of Mige. The Lemones is based upon Eidetz. So there is no Kashi. However, according to Tesis Shikim Bomitzie. So then the Gemara in Ksuvos is fine. The Gemara in Ksuvos is fine. And in other words, that the reason is by Rav Chaim says, in the case of Anu Sinodim Umach Mas Morei, so even though it's in Ksav Yodom Yeitzim Wokem Acheya, in Ksav Yodom Yeitzim Wokem Acheya, so it's still in the money. It's still money. But he has a big, and the current thesis, the Chocha of Mige applies in trading. The answer is, but here we have another window. That the person is reluctant to divulge the MS about his wicked deeds. So we may not even go, he has a Mige. We still have an window that he's not telling the truth. Because if it had been the truth, then he wouldn't say it. So the Gemara in Ksuvos is not difficult. But then the Kashi is again the Gemara in the Bones according to Tesis Shita. Rabbi Yosef says that both Chabon and Rabbi Yude agree that we do not say Pardon of God. And that's the reason as to why. And the reason is why Rabbi Yude says are active is written on Sestay. Because we do not say Pardon of the Bure. We do not say Kalgir and Dibure, so we cannot break up the Agode into two parts. Either we accept it in total, or we reject it in total. So we cannot accept it in total, because Rabbina holds Gazel and Rabbis is possibly a decision. So that's why it's going to be a decision. The Rabbina of Rabbina say that Gazel and Rabbis is kosher decision, according to Rabbi Yisrael. So we again accept it in total. We again accept it in total. So, but in respect to the status of Shimon as an eid, we don't accept it. In respect to the status of the woman to get married, we do accept it in total. So the question is, but from this Gemara in Ksuvos it appears, and that's the Shite, that in Dibur Abayi declares himself as a Rosh Sheker. So how do the Rabbi Yehuda say, Harakhtik Tidosei, and according to Rabbi Yisrael, Palgir Dibur, we don't say. So that means we accept the whole Agode. Harakti, the children says, he killed Reuben in total. He's a Ritzaya. So he declares himself as a murderer. So the Melee, we should say to Shekia, if it had been true, he wouldn't divulge this terrible fact about himself, that he killed a human being. So that's the Kashi. Now, so, I heard from my father, a Teretz that was given by Rabbi Shalom Niski and Rabbi Obeah Rabbi Kashmir years later. So I saw that Rabbi Obeah mentions the same talents in the name of Rabbi Shalom Niski, but I have to confess that if I hadn't heard But my father, Rabbi Shalit, this kid's parents, I need to understand what Rabbi Oberi said. I wouldn't understand. I don't know. Maybe others do understand, but I have doubts about it. Many of those who repeat Rabbi Oberi's Torah, I have doubts whether they understand it. But some of them, I mean, some do. But if I hadn't heard it from my father, Rabbi Shalit, this kid's parents, I wouldn't understand it. Rabbi Oberi mentions the same text. It is, and Rabbi Chaim had appreciated the teretz by Rabbi Shalit Diski. He says, but of course, the teretz by Rabbi Shalit Diski has to be mentioned in connection with Teisa Shikin or Mitzir, not in connection with Rashi Shikin and Ramban Shikin. So Rabbi Shalit Diski says, V'teinu Chanan, a dibur whereby you declare yourself as a Roshe Yishekha. So now we understand the Gemara. The Gemara is Sukkot, very well. But the Kashi is, how do the Rabbon, according to Rabbi Yisrael, say, Harakti Kinosi Yishtei, Kinosi Yishtei? And even though, and so, Harakti Kinosi Yishtei, and Rabbi Yisrael is the one who says, Loi Palgun Dibure, Loi Palgun Dibure. So how does Rabbi Yisrael explain the Rabbon of Rabbi Yude, Harakti Kinosi Yishtei? So we cannot break up the Agoda into its components. So the reason is because Rabbonon of Rabbi Yude hold that Gazlan the Rais is kosher in this issue. So it's not a permanent Agoda. It's not even a Agoda. But the question is, but the people who are by, he declares himself as a Rosh Hashanah. So it's not a permanent Agoda, but we know it's Hashanah. We know it's Hashanah. So Rabbi Shalit Diskin says as follows: the machlekes between Rove and Rabbi Yisef is on what question? As to whether we say Talgim and Dibure, or we do not say Talgim and Dibure, or we do not say Talgim and Dibure. So he says Rabbi Yisef does not reject the concept of Talgim and Dibure completely. Rabbi Yisef also agrees with Rove that in certain situations we apply the principle of Palgin and Dibur in certain situations. But Rabbi Yisrael is Chilka Rabbi in the case of Pleinu Rivanu Yatzei. Of Pleinu Rivanu Yatzei. So, when a person says, when Levi says, Ruben was Revei Ami Levi, Lirtzeini, and Shimon joins him that Ruben was Revei. Revei I person. And Levi says, Ruben, he was Revei Ami Levi, Lirtzeini. So then, on its face, the Haggadah by Levi, at the very outset, is the kind of a dibur that, so in other words, on its face, so it's a kind of Haggadah that is repugnant on its face. Rabbi says, why is it repugnant? Very simple. Because he says, Ruben was Revei Ami, Lirtzeini, I am a Rosh. So in effect he says, I am impossible to say what I'm saying to him. I'm disqualified. So on its face, it's a repugnant agode. It contains this thing. So how does Rabbi say that Hube Achem is Abel Hergei? Because he applies the principle of Palgin and Dibur. So Bezdin breaks up the agode on its face, which is repugnant, into two portions, into two components. And one it accepts, the other component it rejects. So the main way, it's not repugnant anymore, because you throw away the aniwa aniwa, you throw away, you reject, and you only best accepts only the component portion of Ruben Reveya, Rova Zocho. So that's not repugnant. But on its face, before best breaks it up, it's a repugnant argument. So Rabbi Yisef says, true, we can say Palgim and Dibur. Best has the keach to break up Haggadah into its components. But only if the Haggadah on its face is not repugnant. Once the Haggadah on its face is repugnant, it contains this tirah. So such a Haggadah has to be rejected as verbiage. Bezdin cannot even listen to a Haggadah that on its face is repugnant. So the moment Levi comes to Bezdin and says, Ruben, what are you still saying? Bezdin tells him, we don't want to hear you. Your Haggadah on its face contains this tirah. You, in your Haggadah, go there, you disqualify yourself. Mele, we cannot be mikado such hakol. So we don't say kol hinei dibur. So it's only if the Haggadah at the very outset and its face is repugnant, I'll take this theory. So Rabbi says, even though at the very outset and its face, it contains the stire. So Bez can break up the Agadah and eliminate the stire. No more hypocrisy against the Israel. Since on its face, at the very outset, when it is presented to Bez, so it's a problem, it contains the stire. So Bez doesn't listen to such Agadah. Bez is not the Kadu. It rejects it in total. But if there is no stire, if there is no stire, if it's not repugnant, then Rabbi Yosef agrees that Bezin breaks up the Haggadah into its component parts. So in the way, that's the pshat in Rabbon. Rabbi Yosef says that both Rabbonon and Rabbi Yudeh hold that we do not say Talmud in the Bure, we do not say Talmud in the Bure in what case? Where the Haggadah and its face and outset, when it is presented to Bezin, is repugnant, contains his theory. Both agree. If it's repugnant on its face, at the very outset when it is given, presented before Bezin, then it has to be rejected by Bezin. Bezin throws it out. Bezin does, he's not recovered such a thing. So the male reviewed who agrees with Ramanashi that Gazla the Rice is also in the seashore. So then when Shimon comes before Bezin and says, Ani Orakti is swimming. So he presents a repugnant Haggadah. Haggadah then is stira. In other words, stira means that he himself is saying that he is possible, that his Haggadah is possible. Haggadah is possible. So in the way, we cannot say Haggadah the way. It's a repugnant Haggadah. It has to be rejected as verbiage. Get out of here. We cannot listen to such a Haggadah that on its face is repugnant. Mashiach, King Rabbonon, they are here to come Mashiach. And they say Gazlan the Raise is kosher meisish. So it's not a problem, but there is an opening that a person does not divulge the truth about his wicked vices. So what Bezin can be misakin can eliminate the bad parts that are obviously sheker and retain the good part that is not sheker. So we say called the So in other words, so then there is no stire between the Gemore in Yevames and the Gemore in Tzuris. In other words, there is no stire. But whether the pshat is the way the Rav Gemeiger assumes in his Agoyes and Mishnayos, that's the pshat according to Rashi and Rambam. Or the pshat is the way Rav Gemeiger assumes in Drush v'Chidush and Tzuris, that's the pshat according to Tesis. So in the Mele, there is no kashi according to Tesis. Now, what is the pshat of this Tesis? Now, Tesis, Rintema, Vilom and Memoni, Vom Nige Mimo Kime Ignu, Ya Dan Sade Shlo Yo Anusi, Vilo Yitzu Eides, Vilo Yitamu Nam Vilo Yitrei Yitrei Ninu, Vilo Yishlei Maakim, Yitzri Rochachom Kiyu, Hoch Vilo Choshet Kwao Kiyu, Ma Sheinu Ksaf Yudeinu Ze, Kim Vilo Gufay Yam Vatilch Kim Vibo, Ktani Mo Yanusi Bo Ninu, Avul Chakamu Chashvino Kishneini, So, this thesis by itself can be explained in accordance with Rashi Shita. But then we'll have to say that this thesis is not in accord with Tesis Shita in Bonitzia. Is it? But so, that's not, that doesn't present any difficulty, because as a matter of fact, the more in Bulgassi, in 5 minutes I'll be doing it. There is a machlekes in Bor Basra, also in Subes, further in Subes. The main sugya is in Bor Basra, the flamed aleph on the base, between Ravun and Rav Chisde. Beis kiteidim amakrish ezu ezu. Oma Ravun ezu bo bichli atzmo minido, bizu bo bichli atzmo minido. Ve Rav Chisde oma ba desade shakra lomo. So, So the halachim is when you have two kites who are makhreshit themselves, so we don't know which is the true one and which is not the true one. So it's a sop. So please ask the kashe teile. Veyre rabune, veyre rabchizde, laminiu lipasroye binige biboye paslenu mikamoye bikazlenus. So yes, the kashe. Why do we say that shnei kitei the makhreshim zeze? Let's say the two Eidim come in the morning and they say that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, let's say a week ago in the morning in such and such a place. Then, so the two Eidim, the first cart, comes to Besdin at 10 o'clock in the morning and they say that a week ago they saw how Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. Then, at 12 o'clock, 2 hours later, another cart Eidim come and say, No, a week ago, so Reuven asked Shimon for $1,000 loan, but Shimon said, never mind, I'm not giving you a penny, they're makhos. So, it's a sop. The second card should have a mass. We should have a chokhmah. The second card is telling the truth, because if they are lying, so they could negate the hagodah of the first card by simply testifying against them. The Vyagazon. So Then Tesis says, "Ve'ed the migalo yuchal isayom yisem shneidi, va'afilu hoyo imoyim kufeidi ein amon v'treikemay." That's the second part. Ve'ed imeri. That's the restart that is mentioned in Sura several times. Ve'ed imeri v'ishayach migesh. Ve'ed ashneim shomei u'mashi yirtzezeh li'teimoni tezeh. In echot ve'ed ashneim chaveri. It might be that each one individually might be motivated by dishonesty, but one is afraid that the other one will not cooperate with him. So there is no economy. So the Mashor erases one word, because here, in our text, there is evade. In other words, so it appears that Jesus is mentioning three tools. One territory is Migamachmed. Ve'ei, Migamachmed, Sayam, Yisam, Shnei. A third teret, that by Eidim is not Shayach Migeh, because in Yachad Yidim Ashtim Chavei. So the Mashor erases, he strikes out the Beid, the second Beid he strikes out, because the Mashor assumes that it's not the second teret, it's a Hemshech of the first teret. And altogether, there are two terets. One teret is his Migeh Mokimeidim. V'nir Abid, Migeh Mokimeidim V'aminon. The Migeh lo yuchu v'sayam yisam shneidim. V'afiru hoyam imoyim kufeidim. Ein emonim, v'treikimeyo. And then the second talent is Ilach Didim Ashley Khaled. But it's not necessary. Once one takes notice of the Ramban's talents and the same task, the Ramban's talents is by Eidim there is no meaning. Very brief talents. So the male, it's very established that it just mentions three talents. One talent is it's Migi Mokhmed. Second talent is by Eidim there is Migi is not effective. By Eidim Migi is not effective. That's like the Ramban sheet. And the third tarot is L'shayich miget in da'ashneim shom L'mashim yirtze zeh litei V'yitze. Anyway, 1 second please. Anyway, so we see that Tesis, what